Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mo Franklin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal White. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal White. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Chartek. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eldon Auker. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Eldon Auker. And now, play ball. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge takes first base on ball four. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Clift reaches second base with a double. Gutteridge goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clift moves to third. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clift scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Browns. Mike Chartek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chartek. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. One out. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker strikes out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Auker covering, for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Higgins hits a fly ball into left field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0 for 1 in the game. Chartak hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up towards short. Franklin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0-for-1 in the game. Auker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin is 0-for-1 in the game. Franklin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gutteridge hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franklin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. Tebbets hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ned Harris pinch hits for Hal White. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Auker covering, for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hal Manders now pitching. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Judnick reaches second base with a double. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franklin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lobbs hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0-for-2 in the game. Chartak hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Judnick scores. It's 6-0, Browns. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Higgins hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. York hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0 for 2 in the game. Auker strikes out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Clift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin is 0 for 2 in the game. Franklin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 2 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Clift. Tebbets moves to second. Don Ross pinch hits for Hal Manders. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-3, Browns. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Wilson now pitching. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 3 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Judnick moves to second. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lobs hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chartak is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. York hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lobs. York reaches second base with a double. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin is 0-for-3 in the game. Franklin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. York scores. It's 6-4, Browns. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tebbets hits a line drive into left field. Lobs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.